I'm here at Sunrise Cafe. We just finished our men's Bible study, and one of the members of our Bible study here is Pastor Ken Johnson. He also is a chaplain for Indianapolis Colts, and he has some nuggets of wisdom that he would like to share with us. So, Pastor Ken, thank you for your willingness to just share some things in your heart, especially the one this morning.
You know, bro, it's an honor. I've watched you for years, and you exemplify this next phase that God has called me to, particularly in the area of leadership. Emerging Eagles, the ministry that God has kind of called me to help empower, is our theme is empowering today's leaders, tomorrow's leaders today, empowering tomorrow's leaders today. Leadership today has taken on a different connotation, and until this morning's study, we were talking about how if we are going to be effective leaders, we have to understand that we got to be servants. But most servants, when treated like servants, don't want to act like a servant. Many of us don't want to wash feet. And so my challenge, particularly to pastors who may be listening to this, when someone thinks about you and thinks about your capacity as a leader and leadership, do they think of servant? Have you gotten to the place where you can't carry your own Bible? Have you gotten to the place where you can't wash feet? Have you forgotten that we are individuals that use our life to empower others? So when people say and think of you and your church, think of what we've been called to do, are they people in your service that say, we serve because we have a serving pastor? We love because we have a pastor that loves. One of the themes that I've been speaking on from Coach Caldwell, one of his players at a pregame speech basically stood up and yelled to the group, watch me! And he went out and played a fantastic game. When your individuals under your tutelage look at you and they say, watch our pastor, and can you stand up and say, watch me how I love, watch me how I serve, watch me how I give, watch me how I humble myself for my congregation. My challenge, men leaders, those of us who've been called to be in the front, will get off the platform and begin to start serving and loving. For whatever it's worth, if we want people to serve us, we got to be willing to serve others. God bless you, man.
So I just briefly, you have another thing going on sometime in March, and also, you know, you're growing leaps and bounds. What's your any suggestions, or if you want to share something about this big project that you have coming up?
200 schools in 100 days, going in to schools, empowering kids to use their power to give back, to be community activists. You know, we've been speaking in schools for years, and our message is don't be stuck on stupid, let knowledge set you free. Knowledge isn't power, application of knowledge is power. And so what we try to do is get kids to understand that they choose better. You can choose to be an eagle or you can choose to be a chicken. And so what we try to do is not only give them encouragement to stay away from drugs, be individuals who use their life, being living pure, holy, you know, character-based lives, but to be and use their power to make a difference in other people's lives. So this particular year, starting in March, we're going to be on a campaign to collect 1 million pounds of food. Yes, I said 1 million pounds of food, and reaching probably about 200,000 young people with the message that we got the power to make a difference, to give back more to our community than we take. And so I'm going to be going in schools. I'm going to be going in churches. Emerging Eagles is all about empowering churches and communities to make a difference. Going speaking to men's groups and churches. I'm going in the churches and challenging them to get out of the pews into the community. Merlin has some awesome community service projects that he's doing, and need to link up with people. And I'm not against pews because we got to have a stage, but what we do with the stage is empowering people for the furtherance of the gospel. So it's what you do. You got to break huddle and get on the field and play the ball, play the game. And the game is not in the church. The game is in the community. That's what we're trying to do, bro.
Amen. Wow, those are some powerful words. I'm sure that we're going to be speaking with you more about this 1 million pounds of food. But God bless you. You're part of city transformation.
Amen, bro. Let's get it done.
All right. God bless.